理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 5 Meeting the King. News in Paris traveled quickly, and soon everyone was talking about the fight between the musketeers and the cardinal's guards. Mr. Treville scolded Athos, Porthos, and Aramis in public, but in private he praised and congratulated them. He decided that he should hurry to the palace to tell the king of the battle before the cardinal did.When he arrived at the palace, he found the king winning at cards. He was clearly in a very good mood.
"Come over here, Captain Treville,"
the king called.
"Did you know that the cardinal has been complaining about your men again? Ha ha! These musketeers of yours should almost be put in prison."
"No, sire,"
answered Treville.
"They are good and strong men.And their only desire is to serve their king. But the cardinal's guards are always causing fights with them. My men can do nothing but defend themselves."
"How did the fight happen?"
the king asked, still looking at his cards.
"Three of my best men, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, had arranged to meet a young man from Gascony behind the church. Then five of the cardinal's guards rode up on horses.I'm sure you can guess what five armed men on horses plan to do there."
"It is clear,"
said the king, nodding his head.
"They must have gone there to start a fight. You are right, Captain Treville. They thought that my three musketeers had gone there alone, and they knew that Athos was weak from a deep wound. They must have believed that they would be easy to defend.
You are right again, Treville.
But I hear that your musketeers were helped by a young man from Gascony."
"Yes, sire, you have heard correctly. Two healthy musketeers, one wounded musketeer, and one young man were forced to defend themselves against five of the cardinal's professional swordsmen, and they won."
"Why, this is an amazing victory,"
cried the king, his eyes bright with excitement.
"Tell me about this young man. He is the only son of one of my oldest friends. His name is D'Artagnan. He was the one who defeated Jussac and gave him the terrible wound which made the cardinal so angry."
"The young man wounded Jussac? Jussac is one of the most skilled swordsmen in France.
Captain Treville, that's not possible."
"It is true, sire.
I would like to meet this young man from Gascony, Treville. He has shown great bravery. It seems that he could join our musketeers. What do you think?"
Treville thought for a minute and then said,
"He comes from one of France's best families, and his courage is great. I believe that he would serve you as a musketeer to the death. Then bring him to meet me tomorrow at noon.And bring the other three also. I would like to reward them for their uncommon courage."
Treville smiled, bowed deeply to the king, and left to tell the musketeers of the great honor that waited for them. When D'Artagnan heard that he was going to meet the king, he became so excited that he could not eat or sleep. The next day, D'Artagnan dressed in his best clothes and followed Athos,Porthos and Aramis, as they entered the king's great hall.
"Come forward, my brave men,"
said the king. He smiled softly at the four of them.
"I must scold you,"
he said while laughing. The musketeers walked forward, with D'Artagnan walking closely behind them.
"God in heaven,"
continued the king,
"the cardinal lost four of his guards in one day. If you men keep acting this way, poor Cardinal Richelieu will not have any men left in 2 weeks' time. Sire, my men have come to ask you to forgive their actions,"
said Treville, smiling.
"Looking at the happiness in their faces, I doubt that,"
the king replied with a laugh.
"Treville, you told me yesterday that the man from Gascony was quite young. I can see now that he is still a boy, and yet you say that he defeated Jussac? It is true, my king.
The king then insisted that D'Artagnan himself tell him the story of his fight with Jussac. He listened with great pleasure. He then turned to Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
It seems you have had your revenge for the other day in the inn,
he said.
Let this revenge be the end of your fighting with the cardinal's guards, gentlemen. You should all be satisfied now. If you are satisfied, sire,
said Tréville,
then we are also.
The king smiled.
I would like to show my great satisfaction,
he said. He then turned to Athos.
Tell me,
he began.
Do you and your friends still plan to fight with Mr. D'Artagnan?
Athos looked shocked.
Of course not, my king,
he replied.
He has become one of us. Beginning today, we shall be known as the Four Musketeer Brothers.
The king then turned to Tréville.
Well, Captain Tréville,
he said,
it looks like you should make young D'Artagnan a musketeer.